Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here. And Deborah, I want you to get into this 5G network. There's a thing called the sale of the spectrum that's going on, and both Republicans and Democrats are behind selling this to the big buyers for the 5G network. Now, a lot of people say, well, they want 5G so their telephone calls won't drop, but it's also for new software, for video games, and for, you know, super access to the Internet. In the next few years, the cell phone companies want to hack bidirection into human consciousness. People don't realize part of the reason why we're having colony collapse disorder is caused by the electropollution, electrotoxins, I call it, from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, Gwen towers, and smart meters setting up standing waves in your body and actually silencing genes. Please tell us more about this.
Well, I want to also start out by saying we're in trouble. And as many people that are listening to this broadcast right now, you need to go to the top of StopTheCrime.net. We'll be posting what you will hear us discussing on the show today right at the top where we say 5G. So be sure you get to that, our website, StopTheCrime.net, later. We haven't gotten that up yet. This is hot off the press. But I want to say this, which is not hot off the press. The WHO, the World Health Organization, has now classified video games as an addiction and a mental disorder. And they want to start labeling those that participate in gaming as mentally ill and start giving them drugs. In fact, this is going to be a class of diseases. It's going to be
they're going to create a new disease class.
Yes, they have. It's going to be in the brand new disease classification that will be published in 2018. And it says it will include gaming disorder as a serious health condition. So what do we have going on right now, hot off the press? Important to know, on March the 2nd, the U.S. Congress was to vote on allowing a spectrum auction for 5G networks. It says Republican and Democrat lawmakers have reached agreement to allow for the sale of spectrum to speed up the introduction of the next generation 5G wireless networks, congressional leaders said just this last Friday. And they go on to say that the FCC Chairman Pai on Monday, that would be today, the regulators plan new auctions of high band spectrum starting later this year for 5G networks to improve internet services across the United States. Wireless carriers have spent billions of dollars acquiring spectrum and beginning to develop and test 5G networks, which they say are expected to at least be 100 times faster than 4G networks and cut latency to less than 1/1000th of a second from 1/100th of a second in 4G. That's what the FCC has said. Now, I want everybody to go to IEEE, Understanding 5G. You will find that this, they admit this is experimental. What is very important is at the top of StopTheCrime.net, we have a bill insert that came in all of our bills here in California by Rothschild, which is PG&E, Southern California Edison, or Edison International Center, Diego Gas and Electric, and SMUD. And it's very important to understand what they say in this bill. They say international and national and state of California is uncertain as to the health causes, either positive or otherwise, of the frequencies. That you can download, again, from the top of StopTheCrime.net. So we have three things happening right now. We have in our bills saying they're uncertain about international and national conclusions of safety or a health issue. And they say that they are uncertain, and it remains that way right now. Then, that's in the bills, the bill inserts. Then we've got explaining 5G on IEEE, which is extremely important. They admit that there's some experimental aspects of the 5G rollout. And then, of course, now we have the WHO identifying aspects of use of 5G as being a mental disorder. Now, everyone that's listening, we are in some big trouble, because as they amp up the wireless and expand the broadband, we're all going to start being classified as mental disorders, and we will be medicated. And this is moving us into the resilient cities that we've talked about over the past month or so. We have to understand what is happening. This is happening. Mm-hmm. This is all part of what we talked about on the last program with Dr. Deagle. We have to understand this is thought control in a cyber cage.
Yeah, let me explain this what the issue is, and I'll try to be not too complicated. At the end of each of your chromosome is a little thing called an antenna, called a telomere. And you can do a telomerase test. If you have long telomeres, you tend to live longer and are healthier. If you have short telomeres, you don't communicate well with your ion channels of the nucleoplasm. It's a little spheroid inside your cell that contains all your DNA. Now, it turns out when you have 5G network or smart meters or cell phones, they send a bad signal, and they interfere with this normal process going on between the telomere and your ion channels. Now, when the plasma form of a mineral goes through the ion channels into the nucleoplasm, it starts the transcription of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So all the black keys of your DNA are actually the plasma harmonic resonance. So when you're exposed to 5G and so on, all these networks, including something like a mercury ballast light, it's just sending a bad signal in to actually jam your normal communication between your telomere and your cell membranes. So it reduces or interferes with the normal ingress into the nucleoplasm to make structural proteins and enzymes so your cells can heal and respond normally. Now, when you do this, for example, in the brain, I call it BOF, or brain on fire. So we have not only toxic chemicals in our food, but we have toxic electrotoxins that jam your cellular communication. Now, I have a solution for it, believe it or not, and I'll announce it today. I've been working on the idea of that, based on research from Linus Pauling. In fact, over the next week, you'll see about, I'm going to put up an actual subcategory, and you can actually purchase the mix for different diseases. For example, a mix for arthritis, and I'll give you an example based on research I've done based on Linus Pauling. It includes a number of the atomic resonance of boron, copper, calcium, germanium, gold, iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, sulfur, etc. And what happens is that atomic mix will be broadcast. You can broadcast to you that it helps your tissues respond and heal, say, for arthritis. There's also an atomic mix for thyroid or for different diseases, or all the minerals. And what happens is you could broadcast to the room. In fact, I have right beside me one of these less EMF 6-inch like antennas, and you can broadcast it from your computer and do it in a continuous do loop. And you don't have to hear it. You can actually broadcast it as a sound, but you can broadcast it as a scalar wave in your room, and it'll actually block out the 5G network effect. Because the 5G network basically is trying to jam your cellular communications. It's like if you're at war with somebody and they could jam your communications to your radar or your communication to your planes, that would be bad. Well, that's what they're doing to the human species, and they can actually are working on trying to figure out how to set up what's called beamforming 5G network archetypes so they can actually beam into you, commit suicide, commit murder, become violent, get insomniac. So they get in general things, but they figure within 5 to 7 years they can actually send archetypes who will tell you to see a yellow triangle or an image or a person. So they were able to eventually download you into Jumanji, just like this video game that had a movie in the fall and now just here 2 weeks ago. The idea is they want to have a bidirectional hacking into your consciousness. At the moment, if you put in a 5G, the most common symptom we have is insomnia and agitation. But they actually are causing other things, cancer, autism. Many illnesses are actually, including diabetes, one of the responses to the scalar signal of a sine wave, 50 cycle hertz. Now, if you look at the 50 cycle hertz, it's interesting that calcium is 59.738246 hertz. So it's very close to the 60 cycle hertz of electricity. Because of that, calmodulin, which activates most of the inflammatory processes, is activated by sine wave electricity. So 5G is just the next step in hacking into your consciousness and jamming your cellular communications. And I have the solution for it right now. It'll be up this week. You'll be able to purchase these frequencies and use our Sonic Life Machine to heal. I'm working on the Lumen. It's not there yet. We have microcurrent worked out. We have other things. But you can actually download these frequencies as an MP3. President Trump is putting, $6 billion into opioid addictions. Most people don't realize that people are into three kinds of pain. They have psychic pain, pain because they're living in a fallen world, and this world is pretty hopeless if you're actually honest with yourself, even if you're rich, powerful, beautiful. Number two, they're dealing with electrotoxic and cultural pain. We have a very negative culture. For example, compared to the 1950s and 60s when I grew up, there were a lot more guns back then, but actually they're per capita. But there's a lot more violence now because we have a hopeless culture and we have children that are affected by Wi-Fi networks, toxic minerals and foods, and toxic vaccines. We
and
only
water,
had a few vaccines.
Toxic water.
Toxic water. And then the problem is you add all that, you get what we call BOF or brain on fire. Now, I can generate, with these little antennas, I can generate a resonant frequency that basically stimulates your telomeres to start opening your ion channels to let the minerals in to activate your genes. We can do that as a sound, light, microcurrent, say for electroacupuncture. And the Sonic Life is the best machine. I have a professional one here. It's amazing.
Okay,
you can
so
stand on it.
Like, what I would like, Dr. Bill, when you get this machine up and running, I want to put it in my 5G information on stopthecrime.net so people can go to you and get this thing.
Right. Now, there's several ways. Firstly, what you're having is what they call electrotoxic pollution. And what my device does is actually clear the air. It's almost like an air filter for getting your electromagnetic jamming frequencies, because these frequencies jam your cellular communication. What's happening to bees is because bees are a much smaller creature and they have a shorter lifespan, it's causing what I call Beeheimer's disease, so they can't find back to the nest. It's also causing colony collapse disorder, because if they can't get back to the nest with the nectar, you can't get honey and you can't survive.
Right.
So what it's doing to human beings is, see, our culture is moving step by step by step. As they say, I'm not really against Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is so successful, it's the danger is the global government's going to try to take it over. For example, let me finish. This morning I purchased a bunch of carrot bar coins, and we have the links up. Because it's going to expand in massively in volume. Now, the problem is the government hasn't taken control of these things, and you're going to multiply your money many, many times if you get carrot bank coins. It's called carrot bank, and we have the links up from last week.
Dr. Bill, I need to focus on what people are going to experience with these pulse microwave frequencies.
Right, I want you to go over the specifics of that, because I want people to understand it's a multi-point attack on the human race.
Yes, it is. And what people are going to be experiencing are heartburn, sleep pattern disruptions, paranoia, hallucinations, amnesia, illusions, drowsiness, absent of feelings, depression, suicidal feelings, visual deterioration, confusion, can't relax, feeling unwell, feeling unhappy, angry, manic behaviors, problems with movement, flashes, loss of appetite, small seizures, disturbed orientation, auditory disruptions, visual hallucinations.
Yeah, but also physical disease. I mean, things like blocked arteries, heart attacks.
Yeah.
I remember when I have to finish this little quick story here for you. I've said it before. One of my NSA agents 25 years ago said, "Hey, Bill, let's go outside." And we looked at his truck. I said, "What's that?" He said, "It's a sat phone." I said, "Why do you have that? I thought you retired." So you don't retire from the NSA if they need you. And I said, "What happens if you do something you don't like?" He said, "You used to get double tapped, which is two 22 caliber bullets to the forehead and two to the left ventricle. So there's no exit wound." He said, "But we don't do that for the last 20 years. This is now 1990, so that's the mid-70s. They hit with a directed energy terahertz beam to actually give it. Now, these new 5G networks actually beam the energy and the data in a beam toward a specific tower. So it's not just spread out like a dish. It's actually beaming it. So it's beam technology. So people have to understand, if they send this information to you or to your cell phone or your general area because they got your GPS coordinates to your cell phone, because a lot of people are... They don't realize that most cell phones, even if you don't turn on your locator thing, the NSA has a way of using your cell phone to locate you. And that means they can actually beam toward you specific data that can affect your consciousness or even your cellular communication or turn on diseases.
Well, now, that's what they've been doing to target individuals now for decades.
That's all part of an experiment. You see, this all goes back to work by Linus Pauling and many others and research on the idea of the what's called the resonant universe. A lot of people, for example, they think that taste is basically a chemical reaction. No, it's not. It's a resonant frequency reaction. So the taste of pepper or salt or sweet or whatever is a resonant frequency. Why is that important? It's because they literally can beam experience into your head in the near future, and now they can do beam general things like, for example, agitation, suicidal behavior, depression. A lot of the opioid addiction we now is we have an electrotoxic environment, depleted minerals out of our foods, and toxic foods that are genetically modified, so it's affecting our brains. So to calm our brains down, we're taking illegal drugs like excessive dosages of marijuana, which is 7% of the time, if you take marijuana, 7% of the people genetically are going to get psychotic. Seven. So even if 93% are perfectly fine in marijuana, then you deal with opioids. People are taking them for pain, psychic pain, physical pain, myofascial pain, whatever pain it is, they're taking it because they're agitated and they can't calm down, which is why now when you get illegal fentanyl coming in or illegal overuse of OxyContin and so on, and now, you know, we call it hillbilly heroin, that's why we have such a problem. It's not there aren't some people with real pain. It's actually increasing the amount of pain in our society, psychic, physical, and interpersonal pain, as well as what I call electrotoxic pain. And people can't cope with it anymore, so they run into addictions. So the addictions to drugs, to a great extent, is not just cultural, which is a part of it. It's also electrotoxic and scalar.
Well, what's also interesting is what I said earlier in the program about the WHO identifying now these frequencies as a mental disorder. I mean, that is unbelievable in and of itself.
Well,
the WHO
is a good name.
They want to medicate us further from the increased frequencies, Dr. Bill.
Well, that's a perfect thing. You know, you create a problem, the dialectic,
right.
Problem, reaction, solution. Then their solution is, hey, we've got to medicate you. You know?
Right, over the frequencies that they're inducing into the environment.
Right.
So what people here now in Northern California are doing, just so that everyone can understand, we're going to our city councils. Of course, they're all incorporated. They're putting these policies through, but we're trying to gain more vocal citizenry outcries, because this is what happened with the smart meters. While it was a Rothschild rollout and deployment of smart meters, we were able to affect more knowledge about how destructive, how damaging the smart meters were, and we were able to get, for the time being, some areas where you had a choice if you wanted to keep your analog meter or your smart meter. Now, right now, they're getting ready to deploy 5G, first 4G, then 5G through all the neighborhoods. And, Dr. Bill, we're seeing them implement this now in Santa Rosa, and particularly in the burn areas. That's very important for everyone to understand. 5G cannot be underground. 5G, the only way that they will be successful with their dense connectivity is to place these mobile devices every 820 feet apart in all of our cities. So they will hide them on rooftops. They'll deploy them on top of telephone poles. The 5G frequency, as described on the IEEE understanding 5G, it says it can't go through foliage. And it's disrupted in rain.
I have a couple quotes here when we come back. We're talking about this article, which I'm going to post a link on, explaining the 5G bytes and beamforming explained. Because these actually are beamed like a microwave beam. So I'm going to read some of the comments here when we come back. I want people to understand is these are some of the comments on this link here, and it's spectrum.IEEE.org/video/telecom/wire, just 5G. I'll have the whole link posted up. And you have to understand it's beaming the radiation. Now, I'll just read a few of the comments so people can get sufficiently shocked by some technical experts that have serious concerns. Wycliffe, a month ago. These 1 to 10 millimeter beams are similar to 12 centimeter beams used in microwave ovens. Doesn't sound good. Which readily dissipate their energy within to things like meat. World War II radar techs got their eyeballs cooked like egg whites. Not good. I'm sure nothing like that will happen with these little nice devices. Next one, Mr. Analog. 8 months ago. Interesting article, but it missed a very important aspect of beamforming. These techniques concentrate the transmit power in a certain direction. That's what the article is about. These same technical techniques also concentrate the sensitivity of the receiver in the same direction. Reducing interference from other devices, beamforming is directional. Beaming and focusing. This is Najula Hakim. Beamforming and focusing on one straight line with a high frequency may increase radiation and may cause many diseases to the public. Do you follow me? Now,
yes.
You have to understand there's battlefield weapons based on, and I know this because I took care and worked with DARPA, the Defense Authorized Research Project, and they had an accident in 1992 at the Pratt & Whitney Jet Aircraft Parts Plant in Halifax, which is an offshore site, where they had a Pratt & Whitney Jet Aircraft Parts making these titanium alloy vanes for their jet engines for our military aircraft in Halifax, which is not far from New York. It's 500 miles. At the head of Grumman Aerospace, where a lot of these jets were made. And they had in the back of it a DARPA project for making directed energy weapons, and the directed energy weapon went awry and caused an accident inside the plant, and they lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid. And I told them I wouldn't help a damn bit. They could drop dead unless you tell me the full disclosure of what the hell they were doing. So I can tell you they had a directed energy beam of terahertz waves. Now, when you go to an airport and you go into one of those scanners and you stand in and they rotate that thing around and you stand in the little footprint things, those are terahertz waves. They're a side beam of microwaves. Now, these beam-forming things are, in a sense, putting very high energy in a specific beam toward a specific direction. If they're in it toward your phone, because, for example, they can detect where your phone is because they want to know your direction. And people have to know, you can't shut off the directional location of your phone. Your phone was set up by NSA and so on, so they know where your butt is. If you, as I say, if they want to have the mark of the beast, you don't need to put a chip in you. You just have to have a mandatory Velcro law that has to be stuck to some body part. Ha-ha. 5G beamform technology is okay for rural regions, but it is feasible. Is it feasible for urban landscape with concrete jungles and metallic structures with skyscrapers, office cubicles, and residential flats are mostly located in the shadow zone for the mobile tower. Due to the scattering, reflection, interference, and diffraction, the strength of the signal at mobile handset will be weak and may have high noise to signal ratio, SAR, which is a sustained absorbable radiation level, which is the danger level, right, should not be high for user safety point of view. So what I have to understand is they don't give a crap and they aren't going to do testing to see if the SARS is really high in specific locations. They can cause a lot of damage.
Okay, so now, Dr. Bill, I got to stop you here because I want to reiterate what you're looking at here. It's called. It's on IEEE, IEEE, three E's, 5G beamforming explained. Now, I want to say something, Dr. Bill. I just tried to forward this, and the comments are not there when I forward it. It's only just the IEEE beamforming exclaimed.
Hey, that's okay. I'll copy it. I'll just copy
okay,
it and paste it in.
Now before they take it down, because these comments are valuable.
That's easy, easy, sneezy.
Okay. Please do that for everybody now, because I have seen so many things eliminated, and these people that are commenting, we're talking about comments a month ago, 8 months ago, 7 months ago,
right.
And they're all being overlooked by the fast billions of dollars by the telecom industry getting into our corporate structure, what we call cities and counties and incorporated states. And they're literally going to kill us with these frequencies that they're bringing in now. And we need to get this out loud and clear. We need everybody to start understanding what is happening.
Right.
So I hope you've gotten this because I can't get it. I can't get it off of my computer. It doesn't show those comments at all, and I think those comments are absolutely
valuable. This is really interesting. This is very interesting. Let me see what I have to do here. I'm going to have to do something else here because...
we're having problems getting the comments off of this.
We'll see. I'm pretty clever. I can work around almost anything.
It, but what we want is to get it. We don't want these comments taken down, and that is likely what will happen unless we can grab it pretty quick. So,
they have a comment policy thing, right?
Okay. Well,
I got it. You got their pictures. I got the pictures of the guys in the comments too. So, okay. I got it. So what you have to understand is that they don't want you to even ask what we call scientifically valid questions. I had Dr. Ole Johansson on the program probably about 2 years ago. I'll get him back on. And the new director of the Karolinska was trying to persecute him, even though he'd done research for 45 years on this, and start the whole idea of what electrotoxins from cathode ray tumor, computer monitors, were the old CRT monitors, and how they're toxic to women and fertility, et cetera, and mind and their eyes and everything. Well, people need to understand, 5G network is like the devil's form of omniscience. He wants to not only know your location and send you tons of data and hack into your consciousness, he wants to jam your side of your communication that can give you disease, mental and physical illness.
And we were talking last week about what had happened with Palantir Technologies.
Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R.
Yes, just what's happening with that in New Orleans, that they've implemented the CIA-backed predictive policing technology. This is happening now in all of our communities where they're hitting us with weather weapons. They're coming in to these destroyed communities, and they're saying they've got to rebuild our infrastructure. The definition of infrastructure is not what we think. It is not our roads. It's not any aspect of what normally we would think of. It is a cyber infrastructure for mind control and predictive policing and for deploying cameras. Cameras that have 150-mile ranges that have night vision, infrared, and they operate 24/7, 365. And they're set through in Northern California, in Napa County, Lake County, Sonoma County. They're already deployed in San Diego, Lake Tahoe, and we were told the other day that they're going into four more states right now.
Now, the range of these systems is quite large. Talk about how big it is, because you talked about many miles. We're not talking about, yards or whatever. These systems are covering giant areas of the territory, aren't they?
Well, this is going to be like Hillary Clinton being in the information room when they were watching the attacks in Benghazi. They're going to be watching attacks on us. This is a video game, a dangerous, deadly video game.
Yeah, you got to understand that. You know who Hillary Clinton is? She was a patent attorney. And it turns out she's been involved with a patent with Palantir. It was originally patented under Mr. Peter Thiel, who was a co-founder of PayPal and Facebook. And Peter Thiel, although he's a Republican, he's bought a $10 million complex in North Island, New Zealand, because they call it Apocalypse Island. You have to understand, he's a very apocalyptic guy. He understands, he wanted to create an all-seeing eye system that, by the way, is being used by the CIA and Special Forces and by the NSA and so on. This all-seeing eye is the omniscience of Lucifer on Earth. And people need to understand, when you have that added to, say, something like Bitcoin, which is actually by itself not noxious, if you add Bitcoin and add the all-seeing eye, you have the beast. It says they have made an image of the beast. This is the image of the beast. It's Palantir. It's 5G network. It's all this crap coming down on us right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's the image of the beast.
We're going to go into...
Right.
It's on the other side of this break.
Yeah, this is the image of the beast they're talking about they're building. Beamforming technology explained. I have that here, and I'm going to actually I'm posting it up. Actually, it's already posted up. It hasn't been published yet, but it'll be posted up so people can actually read it themselves and say, "No, Dr. Deagle, you're making this up." No, I'm not making it up. And you have to understand that these things. If you just look at the simple level, that a little child with the phone on the side of their head, and even the cell phone company say, "Don't put this on the side of your head. Put it 5 inches away because the radiation drops triple the distance." Right? But these are toxic. Now, 5G network's toxic, and it beams it directly to you and to your cell phone or your computer or whatever. So beamforming technology also can be interfered by plant life, which is why I talked about they want to get rid of plants. I don't know how they're going to use beamforming technology in a place like New York where you got buildings and apartments and towers and everything. This is going to scatter this all over the place. And the SAR, people have to understand what that means, the sustained absorbable radiation means that there's going to be points or nodes where the SAR radiation is going to get real high. And you won't be able to see it because they're not going to be visible to the eye. But if you had equipment like my gigahertz solution device, you could actually see the radiation going up and take off with so many microwatts per square meter radiation. So you got to understand this is at the very base level, it's toxic. But it's more than just toxic. It can cause insomnia, agitation, mental illness, and so on. And their eventual objective is to be able to download directly into your brain conscious thought patterns, images, etc., and eventually make it bidirectional so that they actually can interface with you to the machine. For example, you can buy a Halo if you have an MD Athlon computer chip, it can control your computer. Eventually, they want bidirectional control of your consciousness. This is, as they say on my show, I'm going to say this, but I won't give it to your show. This is the image of the beast. They want total control of your thoughts, your finances, your actions, and everything. That's why things like Bitcoin is expanding so fast, because the globalists don't want to let that happen. They're going to take control of it and try to bring in things like Fedcoin and other things to control any kind of crypto technology for financial transactions. And that's why they want to control your thoughts. That's why you put information at, to buy stuff at Amazon, and before you know it, whatever you are looking for shows up on every damn computer screen on your iPhone if they're all linked together.
That's true. And I want to add something, because I'm looking at this final paragraph on IEEE beamforming explained, and it's very important to understand what is being said here and how to break it down. It says, with beamforming and other 5G technologies, engineers hope to build the wireless network that future smartphone users, video gamers, and autonomous cars will rely on every day. Already, researchers and companies have set high expectations for 5G by promising ultra-low latency and record-breaking data speeds for consumers. If they can solve the remaining challenges and figure out how to make all these systems work together, ultra-fast 5G service could reach consumers in the next 5 years. So it's very important to understand.
Let me tell you how they can do it.
July in 2017. They're already talking about implementing it in California.
Let me tell you how they're going to do that. Have you ever heard of a thing called the Virtual World Project?
Yes, I have.
Right. Well, I told you about it because I was the doctor who recruited there in 1997. 94. And I can tell you, I know more about the actual Mark of the Beast and the Matrix, the Virtual World Project, than any other living human being that's talked publicly. This is in a supercomputer in a Cray array underground. They were using Cray 4 supercomputers, and when they developed the gallium arsenide Cray 5, one gallium arsenide Cray 5 quantum computer could do the computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4 computers. So they created a virtual model of Earth. So the only way they could actually have this beamforming is to know in real time and space exactly where you are, where your vehicle is, where you're walking, down to a cubic meter. If they don't, they can't beam that directly to you to maintain signal integrity. For example, if your car is driving and you got to, you know, this is what they want to do. Eventually, they don't want people to have any public vehicles that you drive yourself. They want to all have, say it's too dangerous to have cars.
Well, we're going to talk about that right now, as a matter of fact, Dr. Bill, because this leads right in to what I need to talk about.
Right.
It's called Zen Drive, Zendrive. Very important to understand what's being deployed in the San Francisco Bay Area right now. And they say Zen Drive, it saves money, saves lives. Smartphone-powered road safety analytics for fleets, users, and you. What they're saying is this will help you reduce your tickets, your drowsiness, and they will also be able to tell if in an accident you're on your cell phone so that they will...
Well, they'll take overdrive of your car. If you're driving funny or whatever, or their vehicle thinks you're driving too fast or slow or you're coming up too quickly on a vehicle, it'll take over your car.
They say this is the largest distracted driving study conducted to date. And they have a list of all of the states in the United States and the number of handheld phones, the areas, the states that have banned handheld phones. So they'll be able to identify if you're on a phone when you have an accident or if you are drowsy or distracted. This is a city lockdown. Because they will know where you are, the mood you're in, and just like those shopping carts, when you try to take them off the premises of a market where you're shopping and they stop, this is what this is ultimately going to be. This is how they're going to curtail our ability to drive, because as we know, autonomous vehicles have range anxiety. You can only go so far. They can lock us down from satellites, even in our cars, right now. But this is all part of the whole entrapment of all of us in these resilient cities. They'll be using these cameras that we talked about earlier that have 150-mile range in real time and infrared at night stored on the cloud where they can identify everything. This is planned for area in the country.
But you know, the most powerful of all these technologies is not these big long-range cameras. It's terahertz wave imaging that can image in the dark through your side of your vehicle and tell who you are from your bone structure. So it's the longest range, what's called biometric of identification. You can go 75 miles an hour on a freeway, and it can tell you if you're in the back or front driver's seat. Or have a drone over your house and see a quarter mile up exactly if you're in the bathroom or on the toilet. So people need to understand.
Smart meters can help identify that.
This system won't work unless they can build a virtual model of Earth and know where you are, where your cell phone is, where your computer is, and beam toward you or a vehicle you're in, including, you've got to remember, they're going to release here in the next number of years autonomous flying vehicles, and they may not have Gravitonic yet, they're going to release, although they already have it, they're going to release autonomous, say, taxis or air taxis, and they have to create a roadway in the sky, and have to have 5G in order to have enough data to transfer that the airplane won't crash another airplane, or will fly straight from point A to point B and won't kill people. Because if it kills people, the system will die. Now, the whole problem is they have to create this...
It's not going to kill people because they're killing us as the system is being deployed.
So right. The point is they want total control. They don't want us to drive vehicles, fly planes, or do anything.
That's right.
They don't want to have a public transport system, so you can guarantee eventually their ideas. They want to phase out the public idea. You get in your vehicle like in the 1950s and you drive, let's say, on Route 66.
I want to tell everybody, too, Dr. Bill, that's listening. This is very important. This Zen Drive came through a company from a guy who was advocating in San Francisco a bicycle. He was very much behind having a bicycle, a group of people one day a week that would take over all the streets in San Francisco and ride over the bridge. And his name, it's very nefarious. And he works, his name is Noah Budick, Budick. and he's the director of public policy and government affairs. And he started out as just a guy interested in promoting bikes on the roadways. So he has a huge agenda. He's headed to your town. These policies are headed to you. And he wrote a letter that I have in front of me to the Department of Motor Vehicles. And he talks about how he wanted the Department of Motor Vehicles to develop an autonomous vehicle safety standard, which is just now being done in California now. This guy is putting forth throughout the country and other corporations like him to promote the autonomous vehicle. And he says, well, he talks about the worst drivers, and we can agree that there are driver crazies across the country. And to name a few, they have the Pittsburgh left making a left turn across oncoming drivers as soon as a signal light turns green. The Florida stopping at a red light and then going through it. He cites all these things. There's a map of the United States in the Zen Drive. Again, it's called Zen Drive. Save money, save lives. Look this up. This is headed to you. This is incarceration and limitation of your ability to drive wherever you want. This is what it is. This is city-by-city entrapment.
Wow. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Go to stopthecrime.net. Please subscribe to get all of our recent YouTubes. Donate also. We need your help.
Yeah. Amazing stuff, as I say. The Matrix is here. It's not coming.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.